This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. No, the economy is not firing on all cylinders, but it is adding jobs and people are getting back into the labor market. But what is the best strategy for people who are already employed and looking for something better inside their own company? The path of the internal candidate can be a bit of a minefield, as Kate Davidson reports.
If finding a job already feels like a battle, Beth Kelly says being an internal candidate is a double-edged sword. She should know she's managing partner of a group called HR Collaborative.
On the one hand, you're a known candidate. People understand what you're going to be bringing to the organization. On the other hand, you're a known candidate.
So all your old snafus may haunt you, or you get typecast.
They're known as the accounting clerk or the receptionist. And it's really hard to kind of break out of that mold and become the marketing specialist.
Or, you know, closer for the Boston Red Sox. That's why Kelly says arm yourself with examples of work that demonstrate your potential. Now, I know what you're thinking. A lot of us have been passed over for internal candidates. These people are lucky. But sometimes they don't get the job. Tom Kohan teaches at the MIT Sloan School of Management. He says when that happens,
you don't ask, why didn't I get this job? That's the wrong question. You ask, what could I do to be better positioned to get a job like this next time around?
And it's not just hard being a rebuffed employee. It's also delicate for employers.
Make sure that you give them good feedback, especially the internal person, because the internal person is likely to feel bad about not only not getting the job, but maybe second thoughts about being in the organization.
And you don't want to lose the person because they lost a job. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.